This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And we're going to have as a guest this morning Sherry Cadeau. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Duke. How are you?
And Sherry's here representing the bus business.
Max Transit, our
yes.
local bus system.
Yes, yes. So let's talk a little bit about the bus system this morning, and let's talk about the what you're going to do in Tulip Time. Going
Tulip
to be busy?
Time? Are we busy? Well, part of the problem with Tulip Time, and it's a good problem, but it's still an issue, is bus detours. So all of our routes are sort of reconfigured to a certain degree when they get to the downtown area, just because we have so many roads blocked off, and we got Dutch dancing going on and parades and all kinds of stuff. This year they're going to have the run on the kickoff date of May 3rd, so that's going to present some challenges. So we would just advise anyone, if you think you're going to use the bus system during Tulip Time, that you visit our website or give us a call at our customer care center at 355-1010, and we will let you know if your bus stop is temporarily closed or if there's a detour on your route. So you want to make sure you know that so you can get where you need to go.
Well, a lot of the drivers have been through it before, so, right?
Yeah, sometimes it changes, though. I mean, it can change at the last minute depending on what Holland Public Safety does with a road or a closure at a certain time. And, of course, all of our buses sort of need to know that ahead of time.
Yeah.
So we do try to plan, but sometimes, you know, things change along the way. So just be flexible, take your patience pills, and make sure you call Max before you venture out to the bus stop.
Well, I've gone through it many years, and it's still a challenge.
It is a challenge. and you know, that sort of brings us to the next point, too, is that for 3 years now we've been operating the Quick Trip Shuttle.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because really the role of public transit in any community is to help alleviate traffic and congestion during community events. For example, in Ann Arbor, they have the Summer Festival, which is huge. In Denver, they've got the Beer Festival. And then, of course, the Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. And in all of these communities where they have festivals, public transit plays a really key role in trying to alleviate traffic and congestion. The goal of us is to move as many people as we can on one bus vehicle rather than everybody driving individually. If you carpool or if you use park and ride lots, that's perfect. That's great. But we would love to be able to reduce that congestion in downtown Holland to make it a much more pleasant experience
for
everybody.
Right.
So we're operating the Quick Trip Shuttle again this year. And we're encouraging residents, really, if they're heading down to the parade, to watch or to participate in it, to carpool, like I said, or use the park and ride, and then use the shuttle to get from one side of town to the other and back to their park and ride. So it's really designated to bring people in from the outside area. They can leave their car in those lots, and then they can get around town a little bit better.
Hey, if you do have questions about the bus business during our Tulip Time or any time, give us a call here, and Sherry has an answer for you, I'm sure, and we do have a call right now. Good morning. You're on the line with Sherry.
Yes, for the last caller, I heard that it was the Wednesday parade.
The Wednesday parade. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's the Volks Parade, then, and that will be when the dogs are in the parade. And
super.
Everybody will be watching for that.
So bring your puppy down and march in the parade.
You don't have a mascot for the Max bus, do you?
Well, it's not a dog. Years ago, and we still have him, he's around now and then, is Max the kangaroo.
Oh,
Do you remember way back we used to have Max the mascot and Maxine, his little sister, and we have mascot costumes. One's real tiny and the other one's a little bit bigger. And Max actually, I think, walked in the first couple of parades back in 2002 and 2003.
Really?
He did.
Well, that's pretty good.
And then a couple years we had Holland High School arts honors art students actually paint the bus in a tulip theme. And we were going to put the bus in the parade. Well, long story short, it rained that morning. And so the bus was ruined and we didn't end up being in the parade.
Oh,
so
too bad.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Too bad. So. Do you get any part of the bus company in the parade at all?
Actually, we don't because we're so busy now with this new shuttle that we're running, and it runs continuously. So
I expect
it runs every 15 to 20 minutes every single day of Tulip Time, and it begins at 10 o'clock, and it runs until 6 p.m. So we're busy running that, and then, of course, we're busy doing the detours and trying to keep on top of any changes or bus stop closures. So it's actually a busy time. And then we have Tulip Time that actually rents our trolley from us to do their Tulip City tours. So it's a busy time for us overall.
And I see you're going to be open on Saturday, too, in the office, right?
And yes, the office is going to be open on Saturday, and we're doing that for both Saturdays, both May 3rd and 10th. We had a lot of people wander around at the Padno Center because it's so pretty when all the landscaping and the tulips bloom.
Yeah.
So they kind of wander around, and they might have come in on Amtrak, or they just want to see what everything is going on. And they think, some of them think we're still the Tulip Time office. So we have to say, well, it's been a few years since they've been here. Actually, 7. But they want to come in and buy a wristband to use the shuttle or to get unlimited rides on the fixed route as well.
Yeah.
So we're open. If they have any questions, they can stop in and talk with staff. And they can also reach us on the phone. Our phones will be staffed fully on Saturdays as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. We're here with Sherry Cadeau, who runs the Max Bus. And if you have questions about the bus service, you can call us right now. 395-1450 is the number. All right. We talked a little bit about the Quick Trip, and is that going to be, how many days is that going to be available?
That's going to be every single day during Tulip Time.
During
so
Tulip Time.
So May 3 through 10, including Sundays, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And it costs $1 cash fare, exact fare, for all passengers to ride. So
okay.
Children, seniors, or like I said, you can get that $5 wristband for unlimited rides, not only on that shuttle, but also on all of the fixed routes all week long. So that's a tremendous value. Considering
I got a caller here.
Okay, let's talk to him.
Good morning. You're online with Sherry.
Hi. I just have a question.
Go ahead.
There's three parades. Is that the only days that the routes will be closed?
Routes closed?
Routes won't be closed, but we'll have some detours at key times during those parade days. Now, the shuttle is going to be running continuously, and part of the reason why we put the shuttle together is that it runs down 7th Street, so that service will not be disrupted at all for the shuttle on parade days.
Oh.
But, yes, the routes that travel through the downtown area will have detours during the parade days, and I believe that's from 10 or 11 a.m. until about 4 or 5 o'clock.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So if we have any questions about the shuttle service, we can call the office, right?
Right. Just call Max, 355-1010.
Okay.
Park and ride lots. If you decide you want to leave your car in a park and ride lot and you want to venture on downtown for all the activities, the locations are both the Meyer locations, both of the Family Fair locations on South Washington and also on Butternut, the D&W on Douglas, the Walmart, and that's back by the Auto Service Center. That's where we have a bus shelter. And then also the Ditto parking lot off Clover Avenue by 8th Street. And some of those you will see the Quick Trip shuttle. It's a brightly colored tulip banner.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll know you're in the right location. What you do is you board the bus there. You pay your fare. Or if you have your wristband, just show your wristband. And then it will take you right down to the Padno Center in downtown Holland, which is really a block and a half away from everything.
Yeah.
So it's really easy. And then, of course, you just get back to the Padno Center, hop back on the bus you were on, and it will take you right back to your park and ride lot in your car.
So if you want to go down to see the parade and not get on all the hubbub of traffic downtown,
right. Yeah.
Do it that way.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Otherwise, you know, you're just queued up in traffic, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, the parade's going to start, and I'm still sitting in traffic, and I don't know where to put my car.
That's right.
And, you know, or if you got to get your child down to be in the parade,
yeah.
It's a really good idea to try and just ditch your car.
Excellent.
At the park and ride and take the bus in.
Take the bus. All right. Now, the bike and bus brochure, you have one of those?
We have something brand new, which is really cool. And what we did is we took all the shared use paths in the greater Holland area, in Zeeland area, and we laid those over our fixed bus routes. So that way, if people want to bike and use the bus to get to their final destinations, they can overcome that, what we call the last mile challenge. And did you know it's only really 5 miles, which is a pretty easy bike ride, actually, out to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is if you decide you want to go to an outlying area, you can take the bus route for most of the trip, and then you take your bike off the bus, and then you bike the rest of the way. So it's a great way to explore the area. This new brochure is free. Anyone can get a copy by coming down to the Padno Center. We have them stocked on our buses as well, and they're available at a lot of locations around town, including bike rental shops, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Chamber. There are a lot of locations, mm-hmm. even stores. So it's a great, it's a fold-out map. It's almost like a state map. You know, it's the same type of paper, and it folds up real good, but it's got a whole big map that you can pull out. And it includes attractions from the entire area. So, and it will tell you which bus route to get on to get to that particular
yeah.
attraction. So it's a really nice piece, and we are hoping it will help people, visitors and residents in the area, be able to use non-motorized transportation to get where they need to go, use combining the bike and the bus.
And I think the bus driver helps you get your bike off and on, is that right?
If you're not sure, they will show you how to do it. We really don't want them lifting the bike,
right.
because a lot of people have specialized things, but they will show you how to use it. It's super easy. You essentially just pull up the lever, lift up your bike and set it in the track, and then you pull the secure lever down on the tire and shake it to make sure it's secure, and off you go.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes. I'm not from Holland. Could you please explain to me where this Padno Center is that you keep referring to?
Yes. The Padno Center, a lot of people know it as the train station.
Ah.
And that's because Amtrak goes out of there.
Okay.
So it is right at the corner of Lincoln and 8th Street. You'll see that big Welcome to Holland sign with a bunch of tulips underneath it by the train tracks there. That's the Padno Center right there.
Okay. So then for parade days, if you're using one of those outside lots, like let's say Ditto, it'll run continuously, so then when you're finished, you just go back to that area to hop a shuttle back to your car?
Yes, that's it exactly. So what you're going to do is, let's say you dropped your car in the Ditto parking lot, which is right off 8th Street, and it's literally maybe 4 blocks from the Padno Center.
Sure.
What you do is you'd ride that bus into the transfer center, and then from there, you can literally walk into town. It's literally a block and a half away from right downtown area. Or if you want, you can take the shuttle, which will get you from the Padno Center to the east side of town over to the west side by river. And that's as close as you're going to get to the Civic Center because a lot of the roads are blocked off. But it helps you get across town, but also brings you in from outlying areas.
Sure. Thank you very much. And how much was that then to ride that shuttle if you don't do the wristband?
Well, the wristband is really your best value because it's going to be $1 one way. So even if you ride it a couple times, you're already up to $4. But the cost is $1 one way cash fare for all the passengers to ride.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. We're here with Sherry this morning, who works for the Max Bus System. And if you have questions, you may call us 395-1450. Our line is open. And community-wide non-user survey, what did that come up with?
Well, this spring, Max is going to be partnering with the Frost Center at Hope College, and students from Hope College will be doing phone surveys of residents in the cities of Holland and Zeeland, and also Holland Park and Zeeland Townships, who do not use our services. And we've done this every 3 to 4 years, really, to get community feedback about why don't they use a bus service, and what will it take for them to use public transit or to make it a feasible transportation option for them? And also their perceptions of, you know, what kind of job we're doing. Are we meeting the needs of the community? And help us identify some priorities for
Let me stop you there
like
and take
see.
This call.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the line with Sherry.
Hi. I had a question about the e-cigs, the vaping, and the cigarettes. I have a fiance and a mother who have problems breathing, and they are told at the Max bus that they have to go over with the smokers. And I'm wondering, can they change that? Is there anything that can be done about that? Or, I mean, because it's not, they classify it right now, but it's pretty much the same category as smoking, and yet it's basically a glorified pacifier. And because of my mom's lungs, I don't want her over there with the other smokers breathing in that secondhand smoke. That's the reason she quit smoking, was to vape. So I was a little curious about that.
You know, that's a good question, and this has been discussed. It's kind of a gray area. And Max isn't the only one. I know there are a lot of companies that are struggling with this whole e-cigarette thing. Is it harmful, and should other people be exposed to it? A lot of bus systems, well, not a lot. A few bus systems are just saying, it's a new technology. It seems to be becoming more popular. So they're just banning them altogether, saying, we don't want them on the bus or on the facilities, and we're going to treat it just like smoking. So we're still developing that policy, but for right now, I believe they're asking the drivers to have passengers not use them while on the bus. But like I said, it's not a formalized policy, and we're still trying to develop that. But it's a good question because it has to be addressed. It's something that's new, and I think it caught us all by surprise.
Yes, and so if I see someone smoking the e-cig on the bus, I don't mind, but if other people say something, what would be the proper protocol? Would they be asked to leave the bus since it's not a formal, in writing? How would that be handled?
I think most likely the driver, just make the driver aware of it. Sometimes they can't always see because they're keeping their eyes on the road, but if you happen to see that, mention it to the driver. Don't get into an argument with the other passenger. Just mention it to the driver. And let the driver handle it from there. And if they're unable to handle it, they will call a road supervisor over and we'll get it sorted out. They're not going to ask them to board immediately. They'll probably just ask them to, if they're eating or drinking on the bus, something similar, to just put it away.
Now, allocation-wise, as far as establishing a smoking, a vaping area, because it's not differentiated, am I clear in assuming that it's not differentiated between smoking and non-smoking? There is not a difference. Do the vapors have to smoke over with the other smokers then? Where can they smoke?
Yeah, we're asking for now the e-cigarette folks, if they want to use those devices, to go over to the designated smoking area. There's a huge green sign at the Padno Center, and it's Ottawa County ordinance that requires that they be so many feet from our facilities and from our vehicles. So we're asking that they do go over to the designated area for that.
Okay, do you think in the future then there's going to be a different space for my mother or my husband, fiancé, to go over there, or they probably won't,
No, I would say if you're a non-smoker, just stay away from that area altogether.
Okay, but the vapors have to go over there.
Yes, we're asking for now the e-folks to go over there as well.
Okay, I hope that something is done for the future sake of the vapors, that they don't have to be exposed to secondhand smoke, and that there is something put in place as far as the rules to separate the vapors mm-hmm. from the actual smokers. I hope so.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, they can always go farther away, too. We just want to make sure that this is the minimum limits for the building
right.
of, they can't get any closer, but they can certainly walk around.
We were talking about the survey.
Non-community survey. That will be happening in later part of May and into June. You might get a call from a Hope student saying, hi, I'm from Hope College, and we're doing mm-hmm. a survey on the MAX Transit service. And we'd encourage you to take the survey. It gives us really good feedback about what the community wants, what they think the priorities are, and it helps our board make decisions about where we should go and how we should expand
right.
service and fund it and put it all together to serve the community.
All right. Good morning. You're on the line with Sherry.
Yeah, Duke and Sherry. That last guest that called, now you know what's wrong with our country?
Yeah. Okay, I guess. Free country. Yes, okay. Anything else on the survey?
Nope, that's just pretty much it. We'll have the results in July, and that will be made available to anybody who'd like to view it. All this stuff is posted usually on our website, which
yeah.
is ketchummax.org. So if you ever want to look at the board agenda, or if you want to see any route deviations or disruptions of service, just go to the website. You can also visit us and like us on Facebook, and that's MAX Transit on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we have all that information there that we maintain every day, too. So lots of ways to communicate with us.
Yeah, yeah. Will the survey determine possibly some changes in the system?
It's possible. Of course, it's all contingent upon funding. And one of the questions that we do ask, which is really important, is, if you guys say you want service and buses to come every 15 minutes in order for you to use it, how willing are you to fund it?
Yeah, that's right.
We get federal funding. We get state funding. But, you know, some portion of our operations cost comes out of local funding with the millage as well. And we can do those improvements, but there's a price tag to it. So.
Indeed. Good morning. You're on the line with Sherry.
Yeah, good morning, sir. This is Alfonso. I was wondering, during the time when the line will be able to just go to CNH.
Can you repeat that again, Alfonso?
Yeah, will I be able to take the shuttle to CNH?
Take the shuttle to C, and I'm not sure. I didn't quite get that.
No, I mean CNH on Jane Street.
No. Alfonso, the shuttle won't go to CMH on 8th Street. The shuttle's just going to circulate from the Padno Center. It will go down 7th Street, and then it heads up river north, and then it cuts over on Douglas past D&W by the park and ride. It'll hit 31, and then it's going to come right back to Ditto. So it's just going to keep circulating that loop around to connect with those park and rides. So you would still want to take the fixed bus route to get there.
Oh, okay. Well, is there an option that I can use Reserve-A-Mac?
Yes. If you want to use the Reserve-A-Mac, just make sure you call us by 4 o'clock the day before to get your ride in. And that's true for anybody who wants to reserve a ride. Just make sure you call a day ahead of time by 4 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have just a couple minutes left here, Sherry. And what do you expect to find out from this survey?
Well, we're hoping to find out if some outlying areas are interested in having limited service.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we will, for the first time, be polling some folks in West Olive. You're thinking, geez, that's north. Yeah, but you know, we get a lot of calls requesting service from the tech center.
Right.
They want to be able to get there. Of course, we have the Fillmore Complex. And a lot of people need to get out there
True. For
whatever reason. And there's no bus service that serves those two areas. The other thing is that we also have Park Township. And we have the beach that is in Park Township. We have West Ottawa High School, and we get a lot of calls for that.
Really?
There's Benjamin's Hope, which is also in Park Township for autistic young adults. And so there's pockets of need within certain areas.
Yeah.
And we would love to be able to explore, do the residents, do they want to see some sort of bus service? And if so, then we can provide this information to the elected officials in those jurisdictions. And now they have some hard data to make their decisions, saying, gee, if we decide we want to join MAX or have some limited service, there's a cost to it, but our residents are telling us they're willing to pay for it and they want it. Then they feel more comfortable going ahead and perhaps offering
right,
that service.
Right.
So it's just really good information to have.
And if you have any questions, you go to the website, maxbus.org,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep, catchamax.org.
Okay.
And if you want to go to Facebook as well, we have postings there regularly. It's Max Transit.
Yeah.
So.
And, of course, if you want to call, you can do that as well. What's the number there?
It's 355-1010. Yep. We're
Could
open
be able-
6 a.m. until 6 p.m. You can catch us on the phone.
Okay. Are you going to make any changes for summer that you know of?
I know that we're looking at, since it's hard winter, we're looking at some snow routes possibly for next year.
Ooh.
And that's whenever, what a snow route is, I know. It's whenever streets are impassable or just, you know, we can't service
right.
a particular area, we revert to a snow route. So that might be coming. Look for that, folks. We'll keep you informed on that.